Hello and welcome to From the Haunted Closet. I'm your host, Anna.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Jamie.
And tonight we are talking about sleep paralysis and night terrors.
I don't know why. I feel like I get so embarrassed so easily.
Well, it's not like anyone actually knows it's you.
I don't know if it makes it better or worse.
We have 10 listeners, I'm pretty sure it's all my family.
Aww.
Maybe a few friends, but I don't think we have to worry much about being embarrassed at this point.
Does your mom listen to it?
I don't know. I'm not sure I actually specifically told her. So I'm not sure.
I don't talk to my mom enough to have told her, so.
No. I don't know. It's just kind of embarrassing to tell my mom, I guess. Well, because I know it's paranormal stuff isn't her cup of tea. I'm sure she would be super supportive.
But right.
She'd probably listen to it just to be supportive. But I don't know. I don't think I actually I know I didn't actually tell her, so I don't know if she listens or not.
Moms are special.
Yeah. No, she might. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Anna's mom.
Well, first, I think we should probably define what sleep paralysis is. It's when the part of your brain that keeps you immobilized while you dream, so you don't act out your dreams, is still active, but the part of your brain where you're actually awake is awake. So that's where we get the combination of hallucinating and being paralyzed. Is from that happening. According to the Mayo Clinic, this is a very common condition and it affects women more than it affects men. Some causes for sleep paralysis include sleep deprivation, changes in sleep schedule, sleeping on one's back, certain medications, stress, any other sleep-related illnesses or problems.
So basically everything. Can't well, not sleeping also cause paralysis?
Yeah.
I'm all mixed up in my notes here. No.
Yeah, so pretty much going to bed with a full stomach.
Eating, sleeping, not sleeping.
Yeah, so pretty much if you get it, you get it. If family members get it, you're more likely to get it. Oh, and interestingly enough, mm-hmm. Being made aware that sleep paralysis exists and just talking about it can actually cause it. So, good luck sleeping tonight, I guess.
Now that you know.
By the way.
If you do any of these things, if you eat, if you sleep, and if you have now listened to us talk about sleep paralysis, you have a higher chance of having sleep paralysis.
Yep. Yep, that's pretty much true. Common symptoms of sleep paralysis. Obviously, you cannot move. It's common to hallucinate, have this really intense fear and feeling of impending doom, pressure on your chest or other parts of your body.
Here's the causes. At the very bottom, I wrote, get treatment.
Get treatment.
It's anxiety, stress, trauma, not enough sleep, not sure, get treatment.
There's not really a treatment for sleep paralysis, though. The best you can do is try to maintain a sleep schedule and try not to eat, right before bed and then not sleep on your back.
Have a sleep routine, yeah.
Yeah, but my problem is I roll on my back so often. It doesn't matter what position I fall asleep in. Most of the time I wake up on my back anyway.
I thought sleeping on your back was the best position.
I don't know. I don't know what the best position is to sleep in. Whichever one you're comfortable in, I guess. I don't know. In our culture, some common hallucinations are shadow people, like the cloaked man, which is a shadow person. With a top hat and all, dressed snazzy. The old hag, which is, a stereotypical, like when you think of like a witch, like have you ever seen Snow White? When she turns into like that old woman, when the evil queen turns into that old woman and gives Snow White the apple.
You're talking about the animation movie? Like the original one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cartoon.
Yeah. With the seven dwarves.
With the seven dwarves. Yeah, well that's the old hag that and another one that is becoming increasingly common. Which interestingly enough, going back to our last episode, is alien abductions.
Mm-hmm.
And that is believed to have started becoming common after the Roswell incident and after NBC made a broadcast in 1975 about the Hill abduction.
It just makes me think that psychology and study of the brain and stuff in this way is not, what's the word? Like, it's not appreciated enough. You know what I'm saying? There's so much that we have to learn about sleeping, I guess.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. It's just really interesting how all of these different things just influence people so much. Like, yeah. Just hearing about it can make you have sleep paralysis. When the alien abduction became publicized and such a well-known thing, increase of alien abduction claims and then sleep paralysis of alien induction or abduction ended up skyrocketing. So it's just really interesting how like malleable our consciousness is and mm-hmm. impressionable we are and our sleep is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like sleeping. It's honestly my two favorite things are sleeping and soup.
Not when you have sleep paralysis, though.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, sleep paralysis is one of those things that crosses so many different cultures.
It's one of those things, too, where, like, the hallucinations, if you live in a more stressful culture, they're not as scary, right?
So I haven't actually seen anything that said that they weren't quite as scary. But depending on where you are, the like hallucinations you see tend to be different. So like, let's see. In Spain, they have a pisanta, which is a black animal, either like a cat or a dog, that they believe invades their homes and then sits on their chests.
I like that. I like that it's an animal.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of all kinds of different versions of this throughout so many different cultures.
My aunt had one of a little girl standing at the edge of her bed pulling on her blankets. Like, she felt like her blankets were being pulled down. And there was this evil little girl at the end of her bed.
The first time I ever had sleep paralysis, I was probably a junior in high school. And I was just going to sleep. And I felt this pressure, like someone sitting on my bed. And I opened my eyes and I look, and there is this girl who maybe like, I don't know, like shorter, like, so maybe like a, like mm-hmm. 5 foot or whatever, but she looks like half rotting and she is wet, like seaweed in her hair. It looks like she just came out of a swamp. God. And she is looking right at me and she just starts to slowly reach to me. And that's when I like snap out of it and she was just gone.
Oh, thank God you snapped out of it.
Have you ever read like Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark? There's that one page of the girl with like the eye missing.
I don't remember that, no.
Oh, it like that page would be there and I would like have to cover it up. I think it was like the haunted house was the story.
Okay.
Oh,
we could read that. That'd be fun.
Do like Scary Stories one episode. That would be fun. But anyway, it was, like, similar to that in that, like, she didn't have, like, eyes and stuff. And, like, flesh was, like, rotting off of her face.
That's disturbing. You were 14?
Well, I was like a junior in high school. It was like around the time we were doing like exams and stuff. So I'm sure it was the stress that caused it.
Yep. Stress, anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Anxiety. Should reform schools.
Yeah, I've had quite a few different sleep paralysis episodes. I don't usually see figures. I have seen when I was pregnant with my oldest, I would get sleep paralysis quite a bit. And I was at my mom's house and I was sleeping in one of the upstairs bedrooms. And it was actually the same bedroom I had as a kid. So, and my bed was almost in the exact same spot that it was when I had that episode.
Right.
Interestingly enough, but I was laying in a twin bed and then my husband was laying like on the floor, like in front of it. And these three shadow figures came in and there was one really tall one that took up like the whole doorway. And then there was like another shorter one next to him. And then there was one that was like crawling on its hands and feet.
Oh,
like not on its hands and knees, but like on its hands and feet, like quickly coming towards the bed.
Oh, this is a horror movie, Anna.
And I was able to sit up, but they were still there. And then like I felt my body falling forwards, like towards my husband at the foot of the bed. And then I just went back to dreaming like normal.
Oh.
Like I woke up later and I was like, what the hell was that? It was super weird.
Remembering it in the morning, always fun.
Yeah.
So you were falling asleep?
Yeah, I've had it where I was falling asleep, and then I've had it where I like woke up in the middle of the night and had it.
Isn't it more common to for people to have them in the mornings?
It just depends on either when you're waking up, right, when you're first waking up or when you're falling asleep. You can wake up in the middle of the night and have it, though, too. I wake up a lot during the middle of the night, so I think that's why I have so many.
Yeah.
I've also had it before where I haven't seen anything, where I'm just laying in bed and I can't move. Usually I'm aware of like where my husband is, whether he's next to me or like in the other room or playing games or something. And I'm like trying to like say, wake me up, you know, or like trying to like scream or something to like get his attention. I can't. So there's even times where I can't even open my eyes.
So you are awake and you're aware of what's happening around you, but
yeah.
Could you call out for help?
I can't. By the time I'm able to do that, it's like I'm awake. So like I'm awake and I can move. So I don't need help anymore. I was definitely brought on by stress. Oh, and when I worked third shift, I would get them a lot.
Disruption in sleep. I always sleep. So it's one of my favorite things to do. Rest is important.
For real.
But I do remember my question.
Oh, yeah.
So when you had that – is sleep paralysis, it's dreaming, right?
Yeah. It's like both being awake and dreaming.
And dreaming?
Yeah. Because it's both parts of your brain that are still working.
Were you stressed at the time that you had that one? Do you remember?
Which one? The last one?
With the three.
Oh, well, yeah. I was like super pregnant. I'm sure just the stress of having a baby.
Babies are stressful, guys.
I'm sure all of them were brought on from stress or just lack of sleep. Interestingly enough, I always, up until I was researching this, thought sleep paralysis was strictly like a scientific thing. But after looking up some more, I was like, some of this makes a little bit of sense. So some people believe that when you are having like sleep paralysis, you are either astral projecting or you are seeing into like other dimensions. And that's why so much of what we see across cultures even is so similar. So alien abductions, like how do we know for sure that like those aren't really like alien abductions?
Alien abduction, right. Very good question, Anna. I'm not very good at science.
I'm no alien expert.
No expert. I just like, sleep a lot.
I just don't think it's that far-fetched to say, okay, maybe it is aliens. I mean, like not, like I honestly think in my instances, I was not like abducted or astral projecting or anything, just because most of the time my husband was there. And at the time, we did have a dog, so like I feel like she would have notified us. Yeah, so I really think mine were not by any means like anything supernatural, but you know,
is it possible?
Maybe,
possibly.
I'm starting to believe in it more. Like I was like strictly like, no, that makes no sense.
We just really don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? I feel like if you're astral projecting, you would know you're astral projecting because I feel like that's something you would be able to control.
Not necessarily. I feel like astral projection just as a whole should really be a topic for another episode. But there are definitely like people who I've seen who are like, yeah, astral project. I never knew like I was kind of thing.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie Insidious?
Explain the plot to me.
Basically, it's this kid who is astral projecting at night when he sleeps and entering this realm with these demons and stuff. And while his body is vacant, this demon is trying to get inside of his body. So like there's poltergeist activity going on through the house, and like they end up having to like defeat this demon to like save their son and stuff.
I don't think I've seen it.
It was pretty good from what I remember. Well, I don't do scary movies, so it really freaked me out. I'd like to watch it again. There's like one scene where like you see like half of the demon's face behind a chair or something. And like that like quick like few seconds flash of that face, like, oh my God, that was so scary to me. Like, I do not do jump scares. Like, if I remember correctly, I made my husband turn it off so we could watch it like later because it was just too much.
During the day.
Well, I have kids, so I can't watch them during the day.
Oh, no. You need to get a hotel room.
Right.
Call grandma.
Right. No, so usually we end up watching, like, a half an hour to an hour during the one night. And then, like, the next night we'll finish the rest because I need time to, like, calm down.
I'm surprised you don't like scary movies.
No. I can't sleep at night if I watch them. Especially if they're gory. I can't handle gore. Like, Final Destination, those are, in my opinion, some of the best horror movies. I can't sit down and watch the whole thing because of all of the blood.
They definitely come up with some very imaginative ways to die.
Yeah. Well, and it's a plot that really sticks with you over time, too.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's forgetting about the log truck in Final Destination.
Nobody will forget.
No, that, like, traumatized at least a full generation. Anyway, back to sleep paralysis throughout cultures. I guess you were right, actually, reflecting on my notes. Sleep paralysis wasn't necessarily a bad thing back, like, with the Romans and the Greeks prior to Christianity taking over Europe the way that it did. Because they viewed it as having sex with the god Pan, and as it being like this really great fertility thing. And after Christianity kind of took over, that's where we came up with the incubus and the succubus. Because sex was so demonized at that point. Like, so I guess you were right, actually, and I told you were wrong, so sorry.
Okay. I don't remember what I said.
Oh, you said that, like, in some cultures it wasn't a bad thing at the beginning of the episode. And I was like, no, you're wrong. I mean, I was a little nicer than that, but...
See, I didn't know if I was or wasn't wrong. I just heard that about schizophrenia, and I thought it was the same.
No, you were right. So it's not always, like, a bad thing.
It's culture.
Yeah.
We just need to relax. The lesson of today is to make sure you get a lot of sleep.
Yeah, right?
Or enough sleep. Rest. Make sure you take some time to rest. Drink something you like.
self-care.
Yeah.
Something else that I forgot to mention with sleep paralysis, though, is that it's more common with people who lucid dream. And I lucid dream a lot, so I thought that was kind of cool. Like,
I'm looking here, too, and people with sleep disorders, like insomnia and stuff like that.
Yeah, because they're not getting that quality sleep, and they're having that sleep deprivation, so that makes sense.
Yeah. I had a dream. Okay, I was going to tell the story earlier. This one dream I had. Okay, so I dream in black and white. Do you dream in color?
I do. My dreams are like hyper realistic.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. I dream in black and white, and I don't know if that means anything about how my brain works or doesn't.
But I think that's really common.
Dreaming in black and white?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that before.
Okay, good.
You're not messed up.
Well, but there's this one time I had a dream and it had like a red hue to it. And I was on a rooftop making an exchange with one of my friends who I used to work with. And I texted them and I told them, I was like, I just had this dream where we met on a rooftop. And, you know, and then she's like, that's so weird. Because one of her friends, like a week prior to, had just had a very similar dream to what I had.
Weird. Like, my dreams are super realistic down to like the littlest details. But something I've noticed is that the sky just doesn't exist unless it's important to the story.
Ooh. Yes. Okay. I never thought about it. I can't think about ever seeing the sky in a dream either. Unless it was about like the moon or something.
There's also like, even if it's not like a scary dream, there's always like this ominous kind of feeling around everything, especially if it's outside. Like it just feels like something isn't right.
I still love sleeping.
Oh yeah. No, like it's not scary. It feels off, I guess.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
But I think that's also why, like, I lucid dream so much, because there is that element that's off. You know what I mean? It's like, of course I'm dreaming because there's no sky and whatever.
Yeah, I don't think about it when I'm
dreaming. I can usually figure it out, but then, like, my subconscious must have found out ways to like get around that, because like I create these false memories then, and I'm like, I can't possibly be dreaming. Like I re-trick myself back into it.
Oh, fun.
Right? It's like a game every night. Like, is my conscious self or my unconscious self going to win making up this dream?
Am I awake or am I asleep?
Oh my god, there are so many dreams like that too. Like, okay, everything is super realistic, but I can fly. Like, did my dreams come true, or is this a dream?
I've never had a flying dream.
Oh, I've had really?
Lots of falling dreams, yeah. Never a flying one. Or I've had a lot of tripping ones.
I have a lot of flying ones, but I can only get like a few feet off the ground, and it's like swimming. And I'm like, I have to figure it out. I'm not already good at it.
Keep practicing.
I know, right? With that, we're going to slide into night terrors.
Where did I put my notes?
Oh, God, my notes.
My notes. Where are they? Dude, I haven't gotten up. Oh, I put them in a basket. Night terrors, nightmares, and sleep paralysis are all different.
Yes.
But I have all of them too.
You have all of them?
No. I mean, I've experienced that, like, I feel like I've had maybe not night terrors, but like nightmares and sleep paralysis.
Yeah, I've never had a night terror. I don't think so anyway. I slept walk as a kid, but I never had night terrors. And from what I was looking up, those are also related to each other.
Night terrors and what?
Sleepwalking.
Oh, but you might have had night terrors as a kid because night terrors are more common in children between the ages of 3 and 12.
That is true.
And you don't remember having night terrors. I think that's the big difference of night terrors and nightmares and sleep paralysis. You don't remember having a night terror.
Well, not necessarily. You can, but for the most part, you don't.
But
so night terror.
And you can move. You can, it's, I was just saying, you can move when you're having night terrors, right?
That's the problem, is you can move, but you are seeing things that aren't real and you're believing things that aren't real.
Yeah. Yeah, so you don't know that you're dreaming.
Yeah.
My aunt's told me stories because my aunt remembers hers. But she said she'll be like, the way she told this story, she's talking about how she's trying to like fight her way through, and like she's telling me how she's screaming, and she's like, and I just go, ah!
I'm just going to read off the definition really quick of night terrors so that everyone, our listeners too, are on the same page. Night terrors are defined by the Mayo Clinic as episodes of screaming, like you just did, intense fear, and flailing while asleep, and is often paired with sleepwalking. Like I just said.
Yeah, I think we covered that. We did this part backwards.
Like sleep paralysis, night terrors are more common in women.
Okay.
Some causes include, but are not limited to, sleep deprivation, stress, sleep schedule changes, disruptions or interruptions in sleep, fevers, sleep disorders, sleep disordered breathing, restless leg syndrome, mood disorders, alcohol and drug use.
Also true.
So that was...
I'm not saying I know that one as experience, but...
Yeah, just very similar in a lot of ways to sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
And this is also hereditary like sleep paralysis. So it's more common if someone else in your family has it to experience it.
And nightmares you can remember too.
Yeah.
So it is similar. It's just you don't know that you're sleeping. So it's like a combination.
Right.
Of night terrors and sleep paralysis.
Like, I'm just kind of glad I have sleep paralysis and not night terrors, just for the fact that, like, night terrors, you're up, like, there's been stories of people, like, breaking stuff or, like, killing people, like,
God.
Yeah, so I would much rather, like, not be able to move than have to worry about having night terrors and, like, doing crazy shit I'm not even going to remember.
Speaking of drug-induced, I've heard of people taking, what is it, like Ambien before bed? And usually it's accompanied with like one alcoholic beverage. And then they're like, I go to bed and suddenly I wake up and I'm like in a car accident. Like I was driving my car and I had no idea where I was going or even why I was in the car or how I got to the car because I went to bed.
Yeah, I think Abilify. But I think that sounds right. Other like sleep medications and stuff are like that too. Like that's a side effect you have to be very mindful of.
Yep. That's why I don't mix alcohol.
Yeah. You got to take your medication as prescribed. So I don't know if you've checked out the Instagram lately, but I've been doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, it's great.
It's popping.
Every time I go check it out, is like everything that you post.
I posted a painting that depicts sleep paralysis on there, and an article that I thought was definitely worth a read about sleep paralysis in other cultures. It primarily focused on Brazil, but it was still very interesting and did mention quite a bit of other cultures. So I definitely recommend the read.
I like that.
You. And that's at From the Haunted Closet on Instagram. So when we announced that we were talking about sleep paralysis and night terrors, one of our listeners reached out to us and was willing to do an interview with us. He wishes to remain anonymous at this time. And here he is.
Hello.
I guess my first question is, what are night terrors like for you?
Night terrors are when, at least for me, sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night, hallucinate, and they'll be very vivid. Like, there'll be real things there, or at least I'll think they're real. And sometimes I'll make sounds, sometimes I'll talk. That's it.
What's the most common thing that you see during a night terror?
For me, I see spiders a lot. Like giant spiders, little spiders. Just spiders, even though it'll be pitch black, I'll see a spider on like my wife's face or by the bed or on the wall. Lots of spiders.
Do you usually remember
your night terrors? Sometimes. I would say maybe 50-50. I think it depends on how long they are and how, I guess, how awake I get while they're happening.
Do you know what triggers them?
Nope. Trauma? I don't know.
Is there anything that you've found that helps get rid of them?
Get rid of them? No. Like, my wife helps me get over them quicker, but I guess they still happen from time to time. They've been happening most of my life.
I put out a poll asking on our Instagram, asking our listeners if they had any questions for you, and somebody asked if you've ever had any of them come true. Have you ever seen anything that became real?
So I think some people have night terrors that are more like just super vivid dreams. But for me, that's not what they are. They come true in the way that like there are real spiders in this world, or something like that. But I've had some really weird night terrors too. Like when I was younger, that I still think about probably on a weekly basis because they were so vivid and either scary or just out there.
Have you ever had a night terror that just wasn't scary? We were talking earlier about how in some cultures, sleep paralysis isn't viewed as being scary. And we were wondering if maybe night terrors are the same.
Yeah, so for the most part, my night terrors are always scary. Like, they put me in a panic. Sometimes I've broken things before having a night terror. I've screamed at the top of my lungs. Sometimes other people's houses. So for the most part, they're scary. I've had a couple of instances where I might have had a night terror, but it wasn't scary. I had one when I was younger that was almost like calming. So I don't really view it as a night terror. I don't really know what it was, but I guess for the most part, it's just scary.
We were also talking earlier about how some people view things like sleep paralysis and night terrors as being either caused by aliens or like astral projecting or like peaks into other dimensions. Do you believe yours are purely like a scientific thing based in your mind, or are you open to the idea of them being anything else?
That's a question. I think for the most part, I've had some that were very vivid and they didn't seem like night terrors at the time, and I still remember them, and some of them happened, you know, years and years ago. And some of them seemed almost...
Oh, okay.
Like I was at a, you know, a real place, but it seemed off, or so it almost felt otherworldly.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why people would think that. But I'm also sure that because I have night terrors that are based purely on fear, that it's just in my head. And it was just different coping mechanisms inside my brain.
Thank you so much to our anonymous listener for joining us for that interview. And thank you to all of our other listeners for sticking around these first few episodes. If you get a chance, please rate us wherever you get your podcasts and check us out from The Haunted Closet on Instagram, where we post information pertaining to that week's topic.
Hope everybody sleeps well tonight.
Yeah, sleep well tonight.